Welcome to the Little Colonel Players. It's the scariest time of the year, Halloween, and we have a story for the kids to get them in the Halloween spirit. Or maybe the Halloween spirits will get into them. Ha ha ha. My name is Bill Baker, and I have with me Lynn Baker and Teresa Wenzel, who will help me tell the story of the haunted house. So sit back and see if you can make it all the way to the end of our story without wetting your pants. Our story begins. We had all gone on vacation together. We rented a big house where we could all stay and carpooled in two different vans. Grandpa had the five grandkids with him. Sophia is 12, Charlotte is 10, Will is 11, Matthew is 10, and Juliet is 6. The girls are sisters, and the two boys are their cousins. Since the house was pretty far out from the nearest town, and since we'd already went through town, the other adults stopped in town to buy groceries and other supplies, so we wouldn't have to make the long drive back into town. Uncle Adam had done a lot of research online and found this house that was big enough for all 11 of us. It's not easy to do. Most vacation homes aren't that big, but he found one. Grandpa had used the map on his phone to find the address. We pulled up in the driveway, and it was big, all right. Well, that's funny. The sky had been clear all day on the drive here, but as soon as we pulled up to the house, it started lightning and thundering.
What are those animals on the side of the drive, Grandpa?
Asked Charlotte. There were big statues on either side of the gate to the driveway. They had long faces and big horns on either side of their head. I'm not sure, said Grandpa. They look like devils, don't they?
Yes, I think one snarled at me,
replied Charlotte. All the kids shrunk down in their seats as Grandpa pulled the van up to the door. The house was big and old. It hadn't been painted in years. It had dead ivy growing up on the side, and some of the windows had broken panes in them. It sure was big. Grandpa had a key to the door, but he didn't need it. It was unlocked and a little bit open. It made a loud creaking sound as Grandpa opened the door for everyone to enter. Everyone had grabbed a suitcase and was following behind.
This place is scary, Grandpa,
said Juliet. Well, it does look a little old and run down, doesn't it, replied Grandpa. It sure doesn't look like the pictures on the internet site. It was very dark inside. The occasional flashes of lightning provided the only illumination. Grandpa fumbled around for a light switch by the door, but he couldn't find one. He looked on the other side of the door and felt around with his hand. No light switch. He pulled his cell phone out and used the flashlight on it to look for the switch, but he still couldn't find one. Well, this is interesting, said Grandpa. Surely this place has electricity. All the kids had come into the room and were stood still waiting for some light so they could see their way. Finally, Grandpa found a candle with some matches and he lit one. It provided faint illumination in the entryway. There were lots of shadows and you really couldn't see much with just one little candle. Well, there have to be some lights in this house someplace. You all stay here while I look around with the candle, said Grandpa. And with that, he took the only source of light into the next room and left all the kids in the dark. Lightning flashed again. A shadow flashed against the wall.
What was that?
Screamed Sophia.
What was what?
Asked Will.
I saw a shadow flash across that wall,
replied Sophia. All the kids looked hard in the dark, but they couldn't see anything. Another flash of lightning.
What was that?
Screamed Matthew.
What did you see?
Asked Juliet.
I don't know. Something seemed to move over there,
said Matthew, pointing at the wall. But since it was dark, no one knew what he was pointing at. The kids were getting a little afraid, and somehow and slowly, they all managed to huddle together in the middle of the room. The wind was still blowing as the storm continued. There was a crash from the other room. Son of a...
Grandpa! Language!
Yelled Sophia before the bad word came out.
Are you okay?
She asked. Yes, I just tripped over something in here, said Grandpa's reply.
Did you find the lights yet?
Asked Charlotte. Do you see any lights? Grandpa yelled back.
Stop that, Matthew,
said Will. And a minute later...
I said, stop that, Matthew.
Stop
what?
Said Matthew.
Stop tickling my leg,
replied Will.
I'm not even next to you, Will. I'm not touching you,
replied Matthew.
Then who is tickling my leg?
Nobody said a thing.
Ah!
Yelled Will, and as he yelled, something scampered from the room.
Did you all see that?
Asked Will.
Say what?
Asked Juliet.
I didn't see anything.
Something brushed up against my leg and then ran off.
Oh, I think we're just imagining things,
said Sophia. She was getting a little nervous, too, not sure what had brushed up against Will. They heard some scratching on the floor, and that made everyone nervous. There was another flash of lightning, and then they saw it. There was a scary black cat that had been rubbing up on Will's leg.
Ah!
Everyone screamed when they saw it in the lightning flash, and the cat took off. The kids all huddled together, trying not to be scared in the dark. They could hear the wind blowing during the storm. Grandpa yelled to us from the other room. I'm going downstairs, see if I can find the fuse box. Maybe the storm tripped the breakers. I'll be right back. They could hear him clomping down some steps from the back room. There was some clanging and banging as Grandpa knocked some stuff off the steps down into the basement. And they could hear some rumblings from Grandpa, but fortunately, the kids couldn't hear the words. Lightning flashed again. Sophia screamed.
Look, a ghost!
She pointed towards the window, and the kids turned to look and see.
Ah!
All the kids screamed as the ghost billowed in the air.
Grandpa! Grandpa, save us from the ghost!
Yelled Charlotte.
Yes!
Added Will.
Come chase the ghost away!
By now, Grandpa was deep in the basement. He couldn't hear them. It was still pitch black in the room, so the kids were afraid to try and run away.
Leave us alone, you mean old ghost!
Yelled Juliet. But it was dark and no one could see a thing. Soon they heard a regular cha-ching thump, cha-ching thump, cha-ching thump. Will spoke up.
That sounds like the ghost in the Dickens Christmas story, the one with all the chains on him.
Yes,
said Charlotte.
The chains bang on the floor with every step.
It sounds like it's getting closer,
wailed Matthew.
Where's Grandpa?
Said Juliet.
I'm scared. Don't be scared, Juliet,
said Sophia, trying to comfort her.
I'm sure it's nothing.
But Sophia was scared herself, too. The lightning flashed again, and this time Charlotte screamed.
Look, on the other side of the door, another ghost.
Ah!
Ah! Everyone screamed again.
Grandpa, Grandpa, come save us,
yelled Juliet. After the lightning flash, it was all dark again. Still no Grandpa. They could hear faint banging around in the basement, and the kids all huddled together. They tried to stay in the middle of the room, away from the walls where they had seen the ghost.
Do ghosts hurt people?
Asked Matthew.
Maybe we'll get lucky, and they're like Casper, the friendly ghost,
added Sophia.
I wish Grandpa would hurry up,
said Charlotte.
Yeah, we could really use some lights,
added Will. It was still pitch black. The wind was still blowing. They huddled together, trying not to be scared, but it wasn't working. Soon they heard clomp, 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 clomp.
What's that noise?
Asked Matthew.
I don't know,
replied Will.
But it's getting closer.
Oh, no!
Yelled Sophia.
Look!
Lightning flashed again, and all the kids could clearly see the headless horseman in the door to the kitchen. They all screamed in unison.
Ah!
Ah! That clomping was the headless horseman coming to get us.
They all huddled together. It was too hard to try and run away in the dark. Then a faint glow came from behind the headless horseman and a voice. Stop that yelling or I'm going to get mad,
ah!
yelled Juliet. Stop it, I said. You're behaving like children. Charlotte looked up at the headless horseman and said,
We are children. Please don't hurt us.
Hurt you? I would never do that. And then Grandpa stuck his head around the side of the headless horseman. Look at this cool picture I found in the basement. I thought you kids would like to see it.
That's a picture,
asked Sophia. Well, sure. What did you think it was, a real headless horseman? Matthew chimed in.
Oh, no, we didn't think that. We were just playing along with you.
He and the other kids laughed, but it wasn't very convincing. Well, I couldn't find the fuse box in the basement. Sometimes in these old houses, it's upstairs. Y'all wait here. I'll be right back.
Don't leave us, Grandpa. There are ghosts here. We're scared.
Oh, there's no such thing as ghosts, Juliet. Your big sisters and cousins will protect you, right? Well, the other kids were too embarrassed to admit they thought they saw the ghost too, so they said nothing as they looked at each other.
Yeah,
said Sophia, trying to be brave.
There's no such thing as ghosts. But Grandpa, can you leave us the candle? It's too dark in here.
Well, then how will I find the fuse box?
Use your phone, Grandpa, like you did when we came in,
said Will. Oh, yeah, replied Grandpa. I keep forgetting about that light. Well, here you go. And with that, Grandpa took off with his flashlight on his phone, showing him the way. The light from the little candle was very dim. It really didn't light the room up too much, and it kept flickering in the wind. The kids all huddled around the light like it would save them from whatever scary things might come at them next. Soon they heard clomp, clomp, clomp as Grandpa made his way up the creaky old stairs. Another clatter of stuff falling down the stairs and rumblings from Grandpa upstairs that the kids couldn't understand. They could hear him walking around the upstairs on the old creaky floor. Lightning flashed again. After the bright lightning, the candle didn't look like it was giving off any light at all. It looked dark as the kids' eyes needed a few minutes to adjust to the dim light again. The wind billowed and Juliet yelled,
"There's both of the ghosts!"
She pointed towards the windows by the door.
"There's both of them! Please don't hurt us!"
Lightning flashed again and everyone saw the ghost hovering by the windows. But then it was too dark to see anything after the lightning. The gust of wind that came with the lightning and the ghost blew out the candle.
No!
They all yelled. It was pitch dark again.
Where are the matches?
Asked Will. He was holding the candle.
I think they were on the candlestick at the bottom.
Will felt on the candlestick, and then everyone heard the box of matches hit the floor and the matches all scatter.
Oh, no. I dropped the matches. Help me find them.
Where?
Asked Charlotte.
On the floor. Everyone get down and feel around for the matches in the box.
They all knelt down and started feeling around on the floor for the matches in the box.
Oh, I found one,
said Matthew.
Hold on to it,
Will replied.
We need the box to strike the match on.
Everyone kept feeling around on the floor. As they all felt around on the floor, Juliet asked,
Will, when did your legs get so hairy?
My legs aren't hairy,
said Will.
Yes, they are. I can feel it.
As she finished saying it, they all hear,
It's not Will. It's the scary cat.
But the yelling scared the cat away. They could hear it scamper into the kitchen.
I told you I didn't have hairy legs,
said Will as they all calmed down and continued looking. Finally, Sophia found the matchbox and handed it to Will. It took them a few minutes to find each other in the dark. They kept talking so they could follow the sound of the other's voice. And they finally felt each other's hand and Sophia gave him the box.
Matthew,
said Will.
I need the match. Oh, yeah.
They fumbled around till they found each other. Will set the candle on the floor, and then he struck the match on the side of the little box, and the match sputtered to life. As he bent over to light the candle, the wind blew again, and the match went out.
I saw the ghost again over by the windows,
yelled Charlotte.
No, don't hurt us,
yelled Juliet.
Get down and find the other matches, guys,
Will implored. So they did, and this time they found several matches and no hairy legs. Will managed to get the candle lit, and they all felt better with the feeble light it provided. Then they heard big clomps from upstairs and yelling from Grandpa. What sounded like he fell down, and then he yelled again. He was yelling something, but they couldn't understand, but they could hear his footsteps. And just then they saw them. They came from the hallway that led up to the steps. There were three of them, and they were scary looking in the candlelight. All the kids screamed as the bats flew around the entryway where they were waiting for Grandpa. They swooped and they sailed and they flew around the room. The kids all huddled on the floor, trying to stay as far away from him as they could. And then they heard Grandpa coming down the steps. "Open the front door," he yelled. "They'll fly out." Will heard him among all the yelling and screaming, and he crawled across the floor and pulled the front door open. First one bat went outside, then another followed. And by the time Grandpa got there, the third one had flown outside too.
"Boy, that was scary,"
said Juliet. "Yeah, they sure surprised me," said Grandpa. "I fell down trying to get out of the way."
"Yeah, we all huddled on the floor trying to stay away from them,"
said Matthew. "Thanks for opening the door, whoever did that. It got rid of them," said Grandpa.
"Will did it,"
said Charlotte. "Well, thank you."
"Yes!"
they all chimed in.
Thanks, Will.
"I just don't understand this house," said Grandpa. "It doesn't look anything like the pictures on the internet. I can't find a light switch, a fuse box, or even a lamp in this whole house."
"Grandpa, you shouldn't have left us alone,"
yelled Juliet. "What's so scary besides not having any lights?" asked Grandpa.
"There was a big, scary black cat. It snarled at us and tried to scratch us,"
said Charlotte. Just then, the black kitty was rubbing up on Grandpa's leg. "You mean this cute little guy right here?" said Grandpa as he reached down and picked up the cat. It just purred gently in Grandpa's arms. "I found this little guy in the kitchen. I think he's just lonely. Do you want to hold him?"
"No!"
they all yelled in unison.
"Then there were the two ghosts,"
added Matthew.
"We could see them when the lightning flashed over there by the door."
And just then a gust of wind came in and the curtains on the windows by the front door billowed out. Grandpa walked over to the front door. "So you thought these two curtains were ghosts?" The kids looked embarrassed.
"They looked a lot scarier in the dark. They look like ghosts,"
insisted Sophia. It was easier to see things with both the candle and Grandpa's flashlight on his phone.
"Then we heard the ghost of Christmas past, like in the Dickens story. We could hear it dragging its chains across the floor while you were in the basement. We thought it was coming to get us,"
said Will. "Boy, you guys do have good ears. I was dragging some old chains out of the way. I thought I'd found the fuse box, but there was a bunch of stuff in front of it, including a bunch of old chains," said Sophia.
Then the headless horseman scared us,"
said Charlotte.
"We didn't know it was a picture until you poked your head around the side."
"Okay, I guess that could look scary in the dark," admitted Grandpa.
"Then those bats were really scary,"
added Matthew. "Yes, they scared me at first, too, because I didn't know what they were, but usually bats just want to go out and hunt for bugs. They normally won't bother you." Just then, Grandpa's cell phone rang. He answered the phone on speakerphone. "Hello," said Grandpa. It was Uncle Adam on the phone. "Where are you all? We thought you'd be in and have all the stuff in the house by now," said Adam. "We are at the house," said Grandpa, "and it doesn't look anything like the one you showed us on the internet." Adam replied, "Well, I bet not. You're not at the right house." "What?" said Grandpa. "But I followed the map on my phone to the address you gave me." "No, you didn't. We're at the vacation house." Grandpa switched apps on his phones while he talked to Adam. "But we are right here at 40580 Thistle Lane, the address you gave me." Adam replied, "The correct address is 10580 Thistle Lane. You're 10 miles away in the wrong direction." "Oops. Looks like Grandpa needs some not-so-fat fingers. Okay, Adam, we're on our way." The kids all looked relieved that we were leaving the scary house. "Gather up the suitcases. We're heading to the right house." And Sophia said,
"Give me your phone, Grandpa. I'll put the address in. My fingers aren't fat."
All the grandkids had a good laugh at that one. And that is the end of our story. I hope everyone's pants are still dry. Before we go, here's a few Halloween laughs.
When is the safest time to go into a haunted house?
After Thanksgiving dinner. All the monsters are asleep on the couch.
What do young ghosts sell on the front lawn of their haunted houses?
They have a demonade stand.
Who greets you at the door of an old haunted house?
the ghost host?
Why can't haunted houses have nice furniture?
The black cats scratch them all up.
What do they have to drink in haunted houses?
Kool-Aid.
Why didn't the 10 ghosts let any more ghosts live in the haunted house?
It was their territory.
Why are haunted houses so tall?
They have hundreds of horror stories.
Which haunted house room do ghosts never go into?
The living room?
What kind of TV do you find inside haunted houses?
Big scream TVs.
Why are haunted houses like libraries?
They're both full of horror stories.
What do ghosts keep in the refrigerator?
A sheet cake?
What is the first sign your house is haunted?
Your sheets are missing.
And what's for dessert at the haunted house?
Boo-berry pie.
How do ghosts go from floor to floor?
By staircase.
What noise does a witch's breakfast cereal make?
Snap, cackle, and pop.
What do you call two witches who share a room?
Broom mates.
What type of coffee does a vampire drink?
De-coffinated.
Why did the ghost go to the sales?
Because they were bargain haunters.
What do ghosts turn on in summer?
The scare conditioner.
What is a spook's favorite ride?
A roller coaster.
And what is a ghost's favorite dessert?
Booberries and ice cream.
And that brings us to the end of today's Halloween presentation. We hope we got you a little bit into the Halloween spirit, and we appreciate you joining us here at the Little Colonel Players.